Three bills have been introduced in the Ohio House. One would allow private sector workers to opt out of paying union dues. Another would allow public sector workers to do the same. And another proposal would give lawmakers the chance to put the issue on the ballot so Ohio voters could decide whether workers should have to pay union dues. The Republican sponsors of the measures are calling them workplace freedom legislation, and they say it would be up to Ohio lawmakers to decide which, if any, of the bills they pass. Michigan and Indiana have already adopted similar laws, commonly known as right-to-work laws. And Republican Representative Christina Rogner says Ohio better do the same, too, in order to stay competitive.
If you're a CEO and you're looking at two states and the tax climate, the regulatory environment, say it all equals out and those two states are tied, but one has workplace freedom and the other one's compulsive union state. You know, where are you going to put your plant? Where are you going to bring those jobs?
2 years ago, Republican legislators passed a law slashing the bargaining clout of public employee unions. Voters overwhelmingly repealed the law in a referendum. But Rogner says these new bills are not like the old one because the new ones only speak to paying union dues. Republican Representative Ron Magg, another sponsor of these bills, says there are studies that show private sector employment in Midwest states with these kind of laws grew 6.8% between 2001 and 2011, but dropped in Midwest states without these laws, including more than 2% in Ohio. And he says employees in so-called workplace freedom states make more money.
I cannot see, you know, the controversy here. I can see where some people might set a narrative that is a little different. But again, the workers' right to choose. I mean, how can anybody say anything bad about that?
About 50 union members did say plenty of bad things about that. They rallied at the State House even before the bills were introduced. Tim Berga is the head of Ohio's largest labor union coalition, the AFL-CIO.
This is bad for Ohio. It's going to make us less free, less safe, and worse off.
Berga says the Republicans who are pushing this idea don't have their facts straight.
And these are multinational corporations and extremists that are pushing this. And when's the last time a multinational corporation sought legislation or sought to put something on the ballot to help workers in the middle class families? So this is about creating greater control to multinational corporations and taking away the rights of workers. It's going to take away the rights of whistleblowers at the workplace, going to drive down median family income. States with so-called right to work earn $6,400 less than free bargaining states like Ohio. Workplace death rates are 36% higher in so-called right-to-work states.
Berga says his union group and others are ready to fight this legislation head-on, just like they did 2 years ago. And Democrats, like Senator Nina Turner, have already joined unions in the fight against these newly proposed bills.
It's ridiculous, Joe, but it is going to bring everybody together. They're attacking the private sector on one hand, the public sector on the other, and it's just going to bring the happy family together again.
The fight over these bills comes at a time when next year's gubernatorial campaign is just starting. Already, Ed Fitzgerald, who's seeking the Democratic nomination, is making it clear he's against the bills. Republican Governor John Kasich, a supporter of the labor law voters repealed 2 years ago, has yet to weigh in on these new bills. Recently, he's dodged questions about whether he supports these kinds of proposals, whether they're okayed by legislators or voters. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.